Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together. Hey. Like I can't take it.
Doing tonight? This is your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are excited tonight because we have a guest that can really tell you firsthand, whether it's from a player's experience or a coach's experience, what it's like to be at the Division I level, the type of work ethic, the type of mental approach you need to play at that level of football. We have Coach Kevin Maurice. He's currently the running back coach at the University of North Dakota, and I think we already have him on the line, so let's see if we can get Coach on.
Hey, hello, Coach, how
Maurice.
You doing?
Can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come into the locker room. I know we talked earlier and you were saying that you were watching film tonight, so thank you for your time.
No problem. Anything for you, Coach.
Appreciate it. So, you know, we have a company, Coach, that is built on grooming kids mentally, morally, socially, and academically. There are so many talented kids in the country, but unfortunately, as you know, a lot of them shoot themselves in the foot with their off-the-field actions. So we're so pumped up to have you because you can kind of speak to that as a player and then also as a coach. And just to get started tonight, Coach Maurice, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you originally grow up?
Well, I grew up in Miami, Florida. I grew up in an athletic family. My dad was an athlete. My mom was an athlete. They're from the Caribbean. And then I had a family full of athletes where they earned scholarships, you know, at the college level. And from that, I just got good and bad examples. And believe it or not, sports kept me busy. it was an all-year thing for us.
No, and a lot more kids need to stay busy with sports than we see sometimes. So you grew up in an athletic household. Did you feel pressure to play sports growing up?
No, I don't think I felt pressure because my parents had never put pressure on me to play sports. It was kind of like a way of life for us. You know, our family just, you know, everything about our family revolves around sports. And, you know, what it did was create a competitive drive within the family. You know, like, hey, you know, everything you do, you got to do your best. And I think it resonated into my life and also out in the playing field where, you know, I was able to achieve, you know, certain heights in my career, you know, just based off the exposure I had with my family members. But I never felt pressured. Actually, my parents never felt like, hey, they needed to tell me to play sports. That's just something I wanted to do.
Great point. Now, when you came from Miami, and that's a talent-laden state, did you feel like coming out of high school you were prepared and ready to go off to college?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I remember when I first went out to junior college, a lot of guys were laughing at me like, hey, man, you only rushed for 1,000 yards your senior year. I'm like, well, you know what? That was a hard earned 1,000 yards because, you know, for every team that I played, they had at least 9 Division I guys on defense. I think it really prepared me, you know, play at a high level. And, you know, a lot of those guys I played up against or played with, you know, in high school level went on to play NFL football.
So when you were coming out of high school and maybe the opportunities weren't there that you wanted to go to a big-time college, did you ever think about hanging it up, or did you know, hey, I'm going to go make something out of myself in junior college and then go to my dreams?
You know, what happened, too, I was a high school qualifier out of high school. And, you know, what most people don't know is I signed with FIU out of high school. And what happened was, you know, I just went there for a semester. I didn't think I was prepared, you know, college-wise. You know, and there's certain aspects I wasn't prepared for, like the workload and everything. And I decided to entertain the junior college route. So, yeah, I had a couple multiple offers out of high school, but I just didn't entertain them. I wanted to stay close to home. But once I got to that local school, you know, things weren't on the same page in terms of what I expected out of college. So I just went the junior college route. So that's my story about junior college.
No, and junior college, we're based out of California, Coach, so junior college is big out here, and there's actually kids listening to the show tonight that are JC kids, so we appreciate you telling us that. When you were leaving junior college, what opportunities did you have?
You know, I had UTEP, obviously that's where I went to, and Kentucky, Arizona State, and a couple other schools Southeast Missouri. There was a series. I mean, I can go on and on. The opportunities out of junior college are unlimited, you know, but I decided to go to UTEP.
And did you find academics, Coach, being a source of frustration for you coming out of high school in JC, or did the academics just fall in place for you?
I wouldn't say, hey, academics fell into place for me. It actually took some work. And when I realized, I would say around eighth grade, you know, I would say I was a late bloomer academically. You know, I never reached my academic capacity till around eighth or ninth grade. And I didn't really take things seriously, you know, and there was a lot of times where I let a lot of people down, including my parents, you know, with my academic efforts. Gradually, I figured out, hey, you know, if I want to do all these things in terms of earning a scholarship, you know, playing college football, you know, or, the opportunity to play pro football, if I want to achieve any of these goals, you know, the first and foremost, I got to take care of what I have to take care of academically. And I think eventually I captured my faith, and things just fell into place in terms of, hey, I got to stay on top of things academically. Now, that said, you know, I still had those same habits, you know, towards 10, you know, till end of high school and in college. But I knew from that point on, hey, I cannot fail academically. I got to do everything possible to make sure that I have the adequate grades to play, you know. So, you know, I always tell, you know, my guys, or I told myself, hey, if I can make a big play on the field, then I have to make a big play in the academic field too. And that was just my motto, and that carries over to the players I coach too. Hey, if you're going to make a big play on the field, hey, you can do it academically too. You can do it in the classroom.
Was the academic side of things, Coach, something that you factored into your decision to go to UTEP?
Yeah, definitely. You know, UTEP had a criminal justice program that I was very familiar with, and there was a lot of things they did academically that I felt like, hey, this school is conducive to what I want in terms of academics, because they had an academic support center, they had a mentor program, they had a series of things that, you know, that I had in junior college. You know, I had the academic support, I had the mentors, and I had a series of people that were going to help me be successful academically. You know, for me, it took a village for me to be successful academically. It took a lot of people to help me academically to get where I'm at today, and I thank them to this day.
Oh, yeah, it takes a village, and that's part of our mission here at BYGP is just to put a village and a support group around these young men. So appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, if I have my notes right here, you were at UTEP in 2003, 2004. Was it Coach Tim Hundley on the staff at the time?
Yeah, Coach Hundley, he was on the staff, and actually I had a pretty good relationship with Coach Hundley, and I mean, we shared a lot of things in terms of, you know, our love for baseball. Actually, his son plays pro baseball, and, defensive schematics, you know, some of the stuff that he did defensively, I really support it, and I like what he did, and overall, he was just a good guy.
Yes, I used to play at the University of Colorado, and was coached by Coach Hundley, so very good guy.
Okay.
And, all the way. And shouts out to Coach Hundley. He's at UNLV right now. So when you were playing at UTEP, did you have your sights set on an NFL opportunity or one of the other professional leagues, or did you always know you wanted to get into coaching?
Well, I tell you what, for every football player that plays Division One at a high level or at a full scholarship, you have your sights on playing, you know, beyond college level, you know. And then, you know, to top that off, you know, if you grew up in a neighborhood where guys are going to the NFL, you know, then that's set on your mind that, hey, man, if he can do it, I can do it too. However, you know, that said, you know, I think I was a little bit more realistic about myself. I'm like, hey, you know, there's some things that will happen in your college career. There are some things that will happen in football that you don't have control of. So my sights are set on getting a degree. And I think with that degree, hey, I can open more doors than the NFL can open, you know, to be honest with you. And it did. And it did. And I think it worked full circle where, hey, you know, I did get a pretty good job in corporate America, but, hey, you know what? It led me back to football. And this is what I'm doing now, coaching and mentoring guys.
No, and it seems like you're doing a great job, Coach. Talk to us a little bit about the transition from a Miami, Florida area to maybe cultural change, social change for you going to University of Texas, El Paso. Was that a big issue for you or something to deal with?
Oh, definitely. I think it was, you know, cultural-wise I kind of grew up on a shell in Miami, kind of grew up in this big bubble in Miami, and for me to get out and be exposed to what the United States or what this world had to offer was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me. I recall, being away from home, being homesick sometimes, or having a little chip on my shoulder, but I just, you know, what happened in college is I met somebody very special in college, and, you know, he saw that I had a chip on the shoulder. I took a lot of things personal at times, and, he taught me a lot of things, you know, a lot of core values, and one of my teammates, that is, and some of those core values that he taught me, you know, like being impeccable with your words, you know, speaking with integrity, only saying what you mean, or like don't take anything personally, or like don't make it assumptions, or always doing your best thing, knowing that things would change minute by minute. You know, I think those core values that I was taught, what, 12, 13 years ago, applies to me today. So it was a great transition, and then I made lifelong friends, you know, once I got it out of my bubble in Miami. But it wasn't an easy transition, but it was a transition that I'm happy that I made.
How important, Coach, do you feel like when you were in college, relationships with the people around you, how important was that to you, and was that something that you focused on, growing relationships?
Well, unbeknownst to me, is the people that you get exposed to when you're in a college setting or even your teammates, because, you know, believe it or not, that's your network, okay? And with that said, the people that you're exposed to or the guy who you're playing with, the team, they're going to be closer than some of the people in your own family. And I think what works for me, in my experience is, you know, some of those people became influential people out in the real world. And those are people that I can tap into or I can talk to for a consultation. Hey, if I need a lawyer, hey, I got four guys that were my teammates. They're lawyers. Hey, if I need a certain service done or anything like that,
you know, I can refer to my network now, people that I met while in college, you know, in order for me to get things done. And I think it goes a long way.
Definitely. So, Coach, you've been at numerous colleges, big-time schools, so you've been recruiting on the West Coast, you've been in the Midwest, you've even been at the University of Miami. Out of your experience at these various colleges, what do you think has been something maybe you took from football that has helped you as a coach?
You know, that's a pretty good question. And I know for every school that I worked at, I've gotten something away from at least the head coach or assistant coach. And, you know, those tools that I attained, you know, has helped me all throughout my career. For example, you know, working at Cincinnati for Butch Jones, you know, paying attention to detail. You know,
yes.
I applied that job today. Or, you know, working at the University of Miami, you know, working for Coach Golden, speak with integrity. You know, I speak with integrity. Or working at a University of Nevada, you know, for Coach O, be innovative. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Or working at Purdue, you know, for Coach Danny Hope, you know, be a player's coach. You know, make your players respect you. Don't be fake. You know, sometimes as coaches, we play off a script. What I learned from Coach Danny Hope is, hey, be yourself. The players will respect you more. You know, don't be afraid of where you came from. You know, Coach Hope grew up in Miami, Florida. You know, he grew up in the inner city, and, you know, he's not afraid to tell you that. And, and the players see that, and they respect you for that. And that's what I got from most of all these schools. And just working for a head coach now, you know, be a people guy. You know, show people respect no matter what the situation. You know, that's what I get from my head coach here, Bubba Schweiger. You know, just show people respect no matter what the circumstances. So I get for every school I work at, I get something.
And for those that are just joining on with us, we have the pleasure tonight to be in the BYGP locker room with Coach Kevin Maurice. He's the running backs coach for University of North Dakota. Has granted us some time tonight, and we're so appreciative. You mentioned Coach Schweiger, Coach Maurice. What do you think it was? Because you recently been brought on to the North Dakota coaching staff. What do you think it was that Coach Schweiger liked about you to bring you on?
I think Coach Schweiger saw that I really wanted to be there. I really wanted to help him build this thing from the ground up. And we believe it or not, we're like-minded individuals. And, I think he just saw the qualities that he needed in the coach in order for him to build something special at the University of North Dakota.
Great point. So you're on the coaching side of things, and obviously we're working with kids that would desperately want to get to where you're at, Coach. Talk to us a little bit about the North Dakota type of kid. We had a coach on from University of Arizona, and they have a term called OKG, our kind of guy. What is it about the type of kids you guys try to recruit at North Dakota? What are you looking for up there?
Okay, you know, our motto here at University of North Dakota is day by day. You know, take things day by day. And what that basically says is, hey, it's a process. Nothing's going to get done in one day. Nothing's going to get done in 1 hour. Okay, we're going to build it day by day. And the type of kid that we need here at North Dakota is a self-starter. Okay, somebody who's not afraid to get things started. You know, somebody who's not afraid to get their hands dirty. Okay, somebody who's willing to build something special. And next thing is a high achiever, somebody who's been playing at a high level on and off the field, somebody who's been a high achiever in all facets of his life. Okay, and the next important thing is we're looking for a guy, okay, who really wants to be here, right? Who's going to play with much passion, and when he wears that ND on his helmet, it's going to mean something to him. Somebody that wants to be here. You know, like You know, and I think those are the three qualities we look for: a high achiever, okay, a self-starter, and somebody that really wants to be here. It's going to mean something for you to wear the Andy helmet, because why? We're the flagship university, and we're playing for not only for the school, but we're playing for the whole state.
Wow. So there you guys hear it, young kids, parents of these young athletes out there, high achiever, self-starter, and somebody that wants to be at the University of North Dakota and wants to go all out and represent that college finally. So thanks for sharing that with us, Coach, and that gives us a picture of what you guys are looking for up there. With all the off-the-field issues that the industry is suffering, whether it's at the NFL level or the NCAA level with some of the athletes, does Coach Swiger talk about that? As far as recruiting the right kid, is that something that's on you guys' radar?
Yeah, I think that's part of the character aspect of recruiting. Yeah, you can be great on film, but what kind of guy are you? What kind of guy are you when we're not watching you? Or, you know, what does it mean to you to be a great contributor to society? You know, and at the same time, we're making a great investment in you, in which we give you an opportunity to invest in yourself. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And that's what we look for. And it's pretty simple. And, a lot of things go hand in hand, but, you know, a lot of times I tell kids, hey, don't take this opportunity for granted, because there's a lot of kids in the Caribbean. There's a lot of kids all over this world, and including domestically, that would love to have your opportunity. Okay, don't let it slip away. Don't let it slip away. But, I mean, that's part of the character aspect of it. And those are the type of questions we ask kids, too.
Coach, when you're recruiting a kid, can you tell a kid that values the opportunity of going to college on a scholarship and the kid that might not get it yet?
Yeah, definitely. You know, what we do sometimes, you know, I bring my recruiting material out to on the road, and, you know, when I speak to family or a kid, you know, I definitely detail the value of a North Dakota degree. I mean, we're one of the few schools to have a medical school, okay, a business school, and a law school. And, you know, I always equate a college education to holding a bar of gold. I mean, bar of gold's probably worth $250,000. I mean, but at the same time, you know, That bar of gold, you know, if you make the correct investment, it's going to probably make you more than $250,000 in your lifetime.
Yeah, great analogy right there. I like that one. I might have to steal that one from you, Coach.
Yeah, you might as well.
I hear you. So a couple more questions here, Coach, and then we'll let you go back to game planning for Southern Utah. But as far as, you know, all these kids want to play early, and for some kids it may be right, but for some it may not be. When you get a freshman class up at North Dakota or some of the other schools that you've been at, do you guys already have a feel for the kids that you think are going to play early? And what are some of the attributes a kid needs to have to play early?
You know, that's a good question. You just never know until the kid gets on the campus. You know, but one thing I tell kids, you know, if you want to play early, first and foremost, there's two things you got to do. Come in shape, okay? And the next thing is have a sense of urgency. Fly around. When you hit that field, I don't care if it's a water break or anything, just run to where you need to get to, okay? Because coaches will recognize, hey, your sense of urgency, and it shows that you care. Okay, run to the huddle. Run out of the huddle. You know, even if you're running to get some water, go run and get some water. Run to the coach. You know, have a sense of urgency. But, you know, coming onto campus in shape, or coming to, you know, fall camp in shape, that shows the coaches, hey, you're taking things seriously and, hey, you're ready to go. And I think the rest will take care of stuff in terms of, hey, us teaching in the schematics or, you know, what we need to do to get them prepared. That stuff will take care of itself. That's what we have coaches there. But, you know, having a sense of urgency and coming in shape.
What are the main areas and regions that you guys recruit from?
Okay, ideally we'll like to recruit the upper Midwest, so that'll be the Minnesotas, the North Dakota, the Dakotas, and also the Wisconsins and Chicago or state of Illinois. But, you know, ideally we'll like to recruit all the Big Sky states. So, you know, wherever there's a Big Sky team, we'll like to recruit those states too. And, for example, you know, you have the Californias. You know, we have Cal Poly and, you know, Sacramento State. I mean, there's other Californias, Catalina, top to bottom. You know, we recruit those states, in particular, you know, the California Junior Colleges. And, you know, we wouldn't mind recruiting a little bit of Washington. But anywhere where there's a Big Sky presence, we'd like to recruit those states. But our, you know, our main focus sometimes is, most of the times, is the upper Midwest, the Dakotas, you know, Twin Cities, and Chicago, and California.
Thanks for sharing that, Coach. And last question of the night, because we have so many kids and athletes and just parents that listen to the show, and they wonder about the recruiting timeline. They wonder if, you know, if I get a letter, does that mean I have a scholarship, or do I need to wait for a phone call or an official offer? For you, Coach, at North Dakota, when does it get serious for you? What signifies that, hey, I'm serious about you? Is it a phone call or a visit, or is it a letter?
You know, with the recruiting process, is a little bit more accelerated. You know, I would say the recruiting process gets started, you know, believe it or not, via social media. Once that coach requests you via Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, then you can get an indication, hey, this coach wants to communicate with you. That's why it's very important for, you know, fellow, you know, student athletes, especially in high school level, to clean up their Facebook, their Twitter, because once that coach, you know, gets into your platform and he sees that you're putting negative things on there, then that'll give the coach question marks about what you're putting on the, you know, your social media and what kind of character you have. So I would say, you know, through social media, that would jumpstart everything. And then eventually, you know, the next step will be, you know, watching a game or coming on a visit to visit that student athlete. But the most important thing I preach, especially at our level, is patience. You know, make sure you stay committed to your team. And I truly believe that talent is undeniable. If your talent, everybody has a level of football they can play. Okay, and I truly believe with the way things are going, social media-wise and with the YouTubes and what we have technology-wise, your talent is undeniable, and it will not go unnoticed. It will not go unnoticed, and I think kids need to be a little bit more patient in terms of, you know, just waiting for that letter or waiting for that offer, you know. But these things, kids got to really notice. Hey, if coach asks me, you know, makes a friend request via Facebook, you know, or Twitter or Instagram, then that's going to jumpstart everything. Get a visit and probably an offer. Those are three things that I would probably indicate that, hey, this coach is serious about me.
That's a great point, Coach, and I appreciate you bringing that up. And I lied. One more question. In all your years of coaching, have you or any of your fellow coaching members not recruited a kid because of what you saw on their social networking?
Oh, that's on a week-to-week basis. I mean, there's kids that really eliminate their you know, it's sad, but it's true, but there's a lot of kids on a week-to-week basis that really eliminate themselves from the recruiting process, from the content that they put on Facebook. I mean, basically, you know, it's kind of like a job interview, or, you know, we're a future employer, you know, for example.
Yeah.
You know, they look at that stuff. We need to look at that stuff, too, because now, and we need to look at what the parents put on Twitter, too, because when a kid comes in our campus, we're taking the whole family. You know, we're taking mom and dad too, and whatever they put on Twitter, they put on Facebook. That, I mean, that's a reflection upon us too in the university.
Great point, Coach. Well, hey, amazing content, and hopefully you young kids and parents out there, even some of you coaches, picked up something from Coach Mari tonight from North Dakota. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and go Bison. We hope to have you on soon. Yeah,
we're not the Bison, but we're playing next year. Next year, for the third game of the year. That's our rival down in Fargo.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Thank you for the correction. But, no, we really appreciate your time, and I know you guys are working hard up there, and hopefully maybe we'll have some Before You Go Pro kids up there one day.
Hey, appreciate it so much.
All right, you have a good one.
Take care.
Okay, so there you guys have it. That was Coach Kevin Maurice. He's the running backs coach up at North Dakota. He's an amazing guy, and he just does great work with those young men up there. It may be a landing spot for some of you young BYGP kids. They're definitely looking for talent. Hopefully you guys got something out of tonight's show. We will be back on Thursday night with another informative show. Please tune in. We have so much great information for you guys over at the website, www.beforeyougopro.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. You can enroll for our online mentoring service, which includes tons of great things to keep you on track as a young football player that's trying to get after it. And then also, we have our social networking content and our brand new book, Before You Go Pro, that recently came out, which is also geared to teaching you guys the business of football. So once again, hopefully you got something out of listening to Coach Kevin Maurice. I am your host signing off, Coach Terrence Wood, for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP team. See you at the top.